The composer John Corigliano wrote a film score several years ago, but when the movie was done, he kept thinking about it. In time, the Pulitzer Prize-winning composer turned that score into something grander, and tonight the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra will perform it with one of the leading violinists in classical music. NPR's Lisa Simeone tells the story of what led to the Concerto for Violin and Orchestra.
If you've seen the movie The Red Violin, this music might sound familiar. It won John Corigliano an Academy Award for Best Original Score in 2000. But the music has been making a journey, evolving over the past several years, from a series of strains and melodies in a film score to a full-blown violin concerto. Corigliano says he always had violinist Joshua Bell in mind as he was composing the work, since Bell provided the voice of the Red Violin in the movie. But Corigliano says he was also thinking of someone else, his father, who was concertmaster of the New York Philharmonic from 1943 to 1966. Corigliano has dedicated this concerto to the memory of his father.
What I did was I just imagined him practicing and playing the piece and wrote the piece that I thought he would want to play. He was a very great romantic violinist in the Heifetz tradition. So when I talk about my father and Heifetz and Josh, I'm really talking about a grand tradition that lives today in the best violinists.
Joshua Bell says that though the seeds of this music have been around for years, the concerto feels like a brand new piece.
So I guess on the surface it looks like, oh God, we're rehashing old stuff. Wasn't that 3 years ago, the movie? But it's really not. I had always wanted a concerto from Corigliano for years before the Red Violin was even an idea. And he said, well, someday I'll turn it into a concerto. And that's what this is now. He's added three movements and turned into a real big violin work with orchestra.
Conductor Marin Alsop, who's leading this performance, says that even though some of the musical themes may be familiar, what Corigliano does with them will surprise audiences.
What struck me the most is how new it is. Even though a lot of the material is recurrent material, he develops it in a new way, and to me that's a sign of a great composer. So I think it's a very exciting combination of the old with the new.
Some of that new material includes strange new sounds, unusual string effects that people aren't used to hearing from an orchestra. Corigliano says that finding new sounds is hard in the shadow of such violin virtuosos as 19th century composer Niccolò Paganini.
There are a lot of interesting things that one can do with the violin, but I must say Mr. Paganini has done so many and so brilliantly that I really had to look to find new ways to make the violin speak, because the violin literature is so rich.
In the last movement, he has these crunching sounds. He wants the strings to have a percussive quality.
At their first rehearsal, Marin Alsop had Bell demonstrate for the orchestra the special bowing necessary to make these sounds. Then there are the violin practice mutes, a molded piece of rubber that a violinist slides over his strings to dampen the sound, to practice in a hotel room, for example. Corigliano has the string players use these mutes in his violin concerto.
When they cut out about 90% of the sound, a little whisper is left. So there are places where I have the string section play with practice mutes, very shimmering music, so that it's like wafts of air, you barely hear it.
Joshua Bell says he's even called upon to turn into something of a wind player.
The slow movement uses an effect with the bow called flautando, and it really makes the violin sound like a flute. And I have a duet with a flute, and I think it'll be really neat for the audience to hear this a violin sound like that.
Alsop says that though she feels the responsibility of trying to interpret the wishes of a living composer for a world premiere, it's great to be able to rely on the composer's input, because sometimes the printed page just isn't enough.
There's so many different ways that you can play a quarter note. Do you want that quarter note played with a lot of vibrato, with less vibrato, with a bit of a bad attitude. There are as many ways to play notes on a page as there are to interpret human language.
For months, Alsop, Bell, and Corigliano have been working together, often by phone, to reach consensus on an interpretation of the new concerto. Finally, this week, they've had a chance to work with the orchestra.
John, just one quick question. Should the feeling be that Josh and I are accelerating at the same speed? No. It should be obvious that we're not.
Yes.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
But in spite of all the preparation, Bell still confesses to feeling a little nervous.
It's very nerve-wracking. It's a lot easier just for me to whip out the Bruch or the Mendelssohn concerto. And I'm definitely stressing and losing some sleep the last couple of nights. I'm wondering, am I ready to do it? But that's also what makes it really exciting. And to do something completely new, it's never been done before for a performer, it's just there's nothing like it.
Joshua Bell will be the soloist, and Maren Alsop will be conducting the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra in the world premiere of the Concerto for Violin and Orchestra by John Corigliano tonight at the Joseph Meyerhoff Symphony Hall in Baltimore. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Simeone.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.